Okay, good morning, Chabra Rishos, the head of school, Rishos the Rosh Kolel, all four of them, the Rosh Kolel. I just wanted to share a brief idea on an Indian of Tefillah. It's actually related to the Parsha as well. So, Parsha's Lech Lecha, one of the themes that's discussed is the childlessness of Avram and Sarah up until this point, Avram and Sarai still at this point. Rashi famously comments on the Imahos that they are all barren. The typical interpretation, the typical approach is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very desirous of their tefillos, so that's why they were barren, so they would be forced, so to speak, to really lead in tefillah, to the tefillah, to get their message across and to hopefully become pregnant. So an idea I saw in a Sefer Ve'ani Tefillah, which is the Sefer of Moshe Wolfson, and in Yoni Tefillah is the Mashgiach, was the Mashgiach Etar with us. So Rav Wolfson, he takes that idea a step further. The Imahos had this major, major, major challenge in their life, this major lack that they perceived of not having children. And from that sort of desperation, they were forced into very, very profound tefillah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rav Moshe Wolfson takes the idea to a simpler level, which maybe makes it even deeper for all of us. And he explains that what tefillah is accomplishing, in addition to being a fill-in for the karbanos that we no longer are zochet to bring in the Beis HaMikdash, it has a structural component to it. It's a logistical thing that we say Shachris and Mincha in place of the Tamidin, and we say Mariv in place of the remnants of their karbanos, which are burnt later on in the evening and into the night. So they form, they fill a function. They have a form to them that is modeled after their karbanos. But really, when you think about what tefillah is aiming to accomplish, it's meant to create and foster and deepen a relationship between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just when you have a major life challenge like not having children for a prolonged period of time after marriage, but no matter when, no matter what is going on in your life, you have an opportunity to connect through the conversation with Hashem that we're zochet to have three times a day. And Rav Moshe Wolfson brought down a story that's told about Rav Nachum of Chernobyl, one of the rebbes from the Chernobyl dynasty, that his talmidim saw him davening quietly in a corner, and they went to go hear what he was saying. So they went over and they were eavesdropping on his conversation, and they heard him say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, my cleaning lady wants to quit. And my wife needs the help. If she quits, if she's no longer working for us, I'll have to do more work around the house to help my wife. I won't have as much time to learn to be with the Talmidim, the Chasidim. And that was the tefillah. And afterwards, they asked the Rebbe, they said, you're someone who's always osek in so many tremendously kadosh endeavors, whether it's learning, teaching, etc., davening on a deep level. How is this the tefillah, the way that you're spending your time conversing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Rav Nachum responded, he said, this is the way that I express my closeness, this is the way that I'm davak b'Hashem, that even this kind of request, which is, it's real to me, it's something that is perceived as a real need in my life, is an opportunity for us to get closer, to have the conversations that bring us closer. And it's an idea that I think we can all hopefully connect to as we go through our days, our weeks, our months, our years, and we have opportunities on a consistent basis to daven, which can sometimes take on a relatively sort of robotic almost mode, because we have the text of the Siddur from the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, which obviously fulfills a very particular and important function. But we shouldn't forget that we're having a conversation. It's a talk, it's a chat, it's a shmooze with Ribono Shel Olam, with our Avinu Shebashamayim. The same way that when you come home from yeshiva at the end of the day, or when you come home to a spouse or a parent and they say, how was your day? You have a conversation where you focus on responding, and hopefully you give a little bit of information to your parents at the end of yeshiva. You tell them how great of a day you had, and you would focus and concentrate. You wouldn't be on your phone looking at the same time. You wouldn't be doing something on the side while you're trying to have this conversation at the end of a long day. We have the opportunity to really focus in three times a day with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell him how our day's been going, tell him any desires, any goals we have for that particular day, and really focus our concentration and our time and our effort towards strengthening and building and deepening our relationships with the Ribono Shel Olam, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I give a bracha to us all that we can concentrate successfully during the davening today and for the future, and look forward to learning in many many mornings with you together in the Kol Emir Tashem for the rest of the year.
All right, thank you.